The following talk was recorded at Libra Planet 2023, Charting the Course, an annual conference on current issues in ethics, social justice, and technology from the Free Software Foundation. Libra Planet is a live conference, and speakers often use slides and other visual tools to assist their presentation. You can see the videos of these talks at media.libraplanet.org or on the FSF PeerTube channel. Libra Planet speakers do not represent the mission of the Free Software Foundation. We host speakers talking about their uses of free software in different kinds of political and commercial work. The FSF supports their freedom, but does not take a position on any political issues other than those necessary to uphold the principles of free software. Like all the FSF's work on behalf of the freedom of all computer users, Libra Planet is made possible by thousands of individuals. To keep our work going, please consider becoming an associate member via my.fsf.org/join. or by making a donation at my.fsf.org/donate. You can stay informed by subscribing to our newsletter, The Free Software Supporter, at fsf.org/fss. For more information on Libra Planet, please visit libraplanet.org/conference.
Okay, how to get started with LingWeb? Well, first of all, you need to install Ruby. I expect that you have already installed Ruby. In case you didn't, please do it now. It's enough that you install Ruby with your package distribution version. Here are instructions to do it on various platforms. You can do it like this on Debian, like this on Arc-based distributions. You can do with YAML, with Red Hat-based distributions, and, well, FreeBSD. You can also use builders, which indeed compile the code, so you can get the latest version of Ruby, which is 3.2.2. You can use Ruby build to do that, and you can also use some tools for installing various versions of Ruby. For instance, there is this one that's called ASSDF. Like when you type ASSDF on your without looking at your keyboard. I tend to use ASSDF on my development environments, and use Ruby build on my production environments. Okay. On my local computer, I use ASDF because it's easier to use, because you basically have one single manager for versions of a lot of programming languages. For instance, PHP, Python, Elixir, Erlang, Ruby, of course, Node, etc. I use this tool on my programming environments. Here, today, I installed the one which comes with Debian. I installed a container with Debian. I use a Parabola on my computer, but installed a fresh Debian here, so we can have a fresh install of everything on the environment that we will use today. So, well, that's it. I hope that you have installed Ruby. If you haven't, please do it now. We will need that. So the idea here on is that we program together, okay? So you can learn how to use LingWeb by practice, okay? Then, I don't know if anyone has any question here or wants to make me wait a minute so he can install Ruby, or if we are all right, I will continue with the part of that we start programming. Okay, looks like it's all right. Okay, so how do you install LingWeb? Well, I recommend that you install it on your user configuration, I would say. There is something important to know about this. So I will install LingWeb we'll write gem install dash dash lean. Bah, it's user and lean web. The full flag is user install, but if you write user, it will install in any case. So I'm installing LingWeb now, the current version, which is the 0.5. And as you can see here, it says that you don't have the path of Ruby on your path. So I will not have access to the LingWeb executable that allows me to create new LingWeb projects. So what you need to do here is to add it to your profile, or to add it to your batch RC, your shell in general. So I will add it to batch RC so we can use it immediately. Path equals, that would be that, 2 points and path. I will also copy that to you so you can use it on your own configuration. Of course, you need to change the user here, but you need to add this to your batch RC. Okay, pasted that on both places that are reading me now. Okay, and now we will save that. And start a new environment. I could do that here by just writing batch, and that would load the batch RC. So now we can create a new LingWeb project. Oh, what's that? I don't know why. Ah, that's other thing. That's work. Okay. Okay. So how do you typically start a new LingWeb project? Well, with this command, that is LingWeb new project. That project is the name of the project. So we could do, for instance, LingWeb new session, or I will use project because that's it's a name. Okay, you can use any name. Okay. Looks like I'm lagging something. No file or directory bundle. Looks like I need to also install bundle. Install Ruby bundle, I mean, I think. Let me check that. Oh, I will need to open other session. Search Ruby bundle. Yeah, I need to install that too on Debian. So that's there. It's installing. Okay. So we have a Ruby bundle already installed, and so we can now install LingWeb. Not on every distribution you need to install a Ruby bundle as a different package, okay? And in Arc, for instance, or Parabola, you don't need to do that. Okay, so we will start a new LingWeb project. And that, well, we press the enter and, oh, what happened there? Other problem. I tried this before, didn't happen, but we'll see. I need to install Ruby dev because it needs to compile something. Okay, this all has to do with the different environments that you work with Ruby. So, but I will install Ruby dev so we can compile a dependency of the project. Okay, I'm sorry about that. I didn't check that. I was using other Ruby version before. Okay. So it's installing. In the meantime, you can ask me any questions or solve your problems with your installation. Okay, there is it. Then we have new project. Oh, I think I need to remove project. Yeah, we'll see. No, it still has some problems with development tools. It says fail to remove a native extension, so we'll see that. Maybe I need to install. Okay, I will post that. Wait a minute, I will try to check what's going on here. Okay, I think I need to install a ton of stuff for compiling something. Apt install, I will install build essentials. That installs a lot of stuff that's used for compiling. So, well, I will also tell you which things you need to install on Debian as I'm doing now, so you don't have the same problem. I'm installing Ruby Dev and Build Essential. This will depend on your local installation of Ruby on your distribution of GNU Linux or GNU Linux. Okay, so I will copy this. Opt install Ruby Dev Build Essential. Also, Ruby Full is needed on Debian. But if you have other distribution, it could be other one. Okay, I'm sorry, guys. I should have tested this on the same environment. But, well, here we go. On the meantime, I will go on and explain you some stuff. Let's see. Because it's downloading a lot of stuff. So, okay, we could explain the project structure of a typical Lingweb project. Okay, we have when we create the project, we have routes.rb, which includes has the routes on src/controllers. We have the controllers, and it includes one controller by default, which is the main controller. We also have the source views page, which also includes one view, which is the index page, written on HAML, which is kind of HTML. The public path, which contains static files, and the config.ru, which is the configuration of rack. Indeed, config.ru is the unique thing we need to run Lingweb, apart from Lingweb installed. Any questions here, guys? Okay. In the meantime, this is taking a lot. We can see also the files here. Okay, this is a typical Lingweb project. As we seen, on public goes everything that is built is static. Indeed, in the config.ru file, you will find that I'm sorry, it was on the rake file, you will find that you have a task predefined that allows you to build static files. So you can indeed create static files just by reading a command on your console. We will try that too. Okay, we'll see. I hope that I don't have any more requirements. Okay, that is installing LingWeb new project. Yeah, I created the project. Okay, so, well, just like that, as you see, what do you need to do this LingWeb new project is the tools for compiling stuff on your distribution. Different distributions have a different package for installing the basic needs for compiling stuff. So on Debian, it's build essential. And on, for instance, in Arc-based distributions, looks like it was something related to the hour, but I don't remember that now. But well, you need to install basic stuff for compiling things. And on some distribution, you should also install Ruby-dev, which is also includes some stuff to compile Ruby things. Benson asks, might it be possible to run a lightweight on-demand server when dynamism is required? For instance, Libre function as a service. This would reduce hosting costs. Function as a service. Yeah, it should be possible. I haven't done that yet, but yes. You should be able to do that because you only need to execute the rack environment, I would say, which is the server environment on this project on demand. You need to execute that only for dynamic web pages, not for every web page. Okay, now that we have our project finally, we will simply run rack. Okay, rack is as I said, the one that allows us to serve the web page, because it's the one that processes requests and responses using the HTTP protocol. And also you do need a server, okay? Rack is a middleware processor or kind of an interface. And you also need a server. In this case, I use Puma, and it's installed by default on every new LingWeb project, but you could use other one, for instance, Webrick, or there are tons on Ruby. Okay, we'll see. We'll see, for instance, these are the dependencies of LingWeb installed at root runtime. I mean, when you create a new project, okay? So, for instance, we have HAML, which is required for creating the project automatically, but you can delete it. And if you don't use HAML on your templates for the web page, you don't need actually that dependency, but you always need LingWeb, of course. And sometimes you will choose Puma, but you could also install other Ruby web server. Okay, in this case, I use Puma because it's pretty well used, pretty battle tested. And also, you need Rake to run the rake file, okay, which is the command interface of our project, okay? Bien, okay. And then we will run the command that I said. We will run the command that is called bundle exec RackUp. This is the same for all Rack applications, okay? In this case, LingWeb is one Rack application. So there we have our Puma server, and we can access that. In this case, I'm using, as I say, the container. So I will see which one is the IP address of my container. It is this one. You don't see that, okay? That's no problem. You should you just type 127.0.0.1 2.9292, and you would see the application. In my case, as I have my application running on a container, I put the IP address of that container, and it says it works. Okay, what we did here is simply accessing the default LingWeb project. As you see, we have only run two commands: LingWeb new project and bundle exec RackUp. In this case, I used the flag -o and opened the application to the public, so I can access from outside the container. But you would typically not need to do that. Okay. Okay. So it says it works. That's it. We have a new LingWeb project. Now we will see what we did indeed here. Okay. I closed the server, we'll clean my screen, and we'll see that we have this LingWeb project. I moved myself into the project path, and I see, for instance, with 3, I will need to do this. I'm ignoring the vendor path because that contains all dependencies. And here we see all the files that are installed by default on a fresh LingWeb installation, on a fresh LingWeb project. The gem file, which contains dependencies, gemfile.log, that is a log for the dependencies, and the rake file that has our clean interface for the project, the config.ru, which contains the rack configuration, the routers.rv, that contains all routers, and the controller and view file, the default controller and default view file. Now, the only things that you will need to touch for a new project are probably the routers and the controller and views files, okay? Every other file depends on your project. Maybe you will need to do some changes, but probably not. Okay, we'll see. Well, first of all, I already have Git here, I think, yeah. I have Git here, and we'll initialize my project on Git so we can track changes. Okay. So it's branch name master. I will choose a branch named main. And we see with Git status. If you don't know how to use Git, that's not the topic of this workshop, so don't worry about this. But we will use it to track our changes. So I will add a new commit. Initial LingWeb project. And I need to set my user name. So I will simply say nipsys@activista.org, and my name would be Felix agreement. Okay, so now we can initialize our project and say commit. That's it. We have our initial project ready for changes.
Okay. Any questions until here, guys? I don't know, where are you? Okay. Here. I'm looking. No questions. Okay. We will continue then. I don't know if it's clear until now. If someone doesn't know what happened at any point, please tell me. So, because I know that some things got weird when I needed to install more stuff. But basically, we have done only two commands here: LingWeb new project and bundle exec wrap-up. Okay, seems okay. Well, then we have here, as I said, on public, we have our static files. Public. Ah, indeed, I don't have a public path because I don't have any static stuff. Okay. I will build then my project, because what we have seen until now, this page, is on a web server. It's a dynamic web page. But if we want to actually build the project, we can do bundle exec rake build static. That will build all our routers that are on the routers file. In this case, it's just the one, which is the default one, index. And we'll see if it was created public. Indeed, there is our public index.html file. And we see that is indeed a valid HTML. So we can simply then upload this to our server and say we have a LingWeb project. Okay. So, well, we already discussed this. We have a routers file, a controllers path, a views path, a static files path, and a config.ru. We'll see what's there on the config.ru. Well, it comes by default with some stuff. It requires LingWeb. Yeah. It requires the routers file and asks if we are on a development environment or not. And if we are in a development environment, it uses a middleware that allows us to dynamically load changes, albeit at this time is not currently working so well on LingWeb, so it will not have that much use, but we expect in the future to improve that. So you don't need to execute the server each time that you do a change. Instead, it reloads automatically. Currently, you sometimes need to reboot the server in order to see the changes, okay? We also have middleware that allows us to watch our dynamic files and also our files on the public path. Okay, but this is not a middleware safe for production, one could say. We would use Nginx or Apache for that in the case of production. But for development, it's okay that we want to see everything, the public files and the dynamic routers defined by LingWeb. Okay. And in case we are not on a development environment, we will just show the routers. Okay, not the public path through LingWeb. We would use, as I said, Nginx or something like that in production. So that's it. Now, we'll see. Let me see. Okay. Oh, I see that I have a problem on my hacktivista.com page. Thanks for that. I will solve that. Okay. Well, yeah, now we will start programming some stuff. Questions until here? As I said, always ask, just ask, guys. Okay. Well, we will open the routes file and we'll add a route. Simply add a hash here, a Ruby hash, and say path, for instance, lingweb readme.html. That way, we have just added a route for watching a file that will be available on lingweb/readme.html. Okay. In some cases, we will need to also edit the source controller's main controller file, which is the default controller. We can specify a controller. We will see that later. In this case, we see that we have one default route, which reads the index.html AML file, and we could also define an action for the lingweb. I mean, for the lingweb/readme.html, but in this case, we will just use magic, okay? We will not worry about the controller in this case because we will just process the markdown file and let me watch it, okay? So simple as that, just modifying the routes file. We will download from the lingweb project the readme file. git.hacktivista.org/lingweb. And well, we will download this file. Okay, so we'll go to the tree and look at the file and view the raw version. So there it is. And we'll download curl lo or l, in case there is any redirection, and the O to output this file into source views lingweb readme.md. Ah, but we don't have that folder, so we will say mkdir views lingweb, and that folder is created then, and now we will download the file onto that path. Okay, this can be any markdown file. I'm just using the example. Okay, and we will see if we can use that on lingweb. So we will simply run the command to execute the server bundle exec wrap-up, as we did previously, and we'll see what happens. Spoiler alert, it will not work. Lingweb readme.html. And it says, load error at lingweb/readme.html. Cannot load such file, pandoc-ruby. Why this happens? Well, as I said, Tilt is a generic interface for multiple template engines. Currently, we don't have any template engine installed except by the HAML template engine that comes installed by default on lingweb, as we saw on the gem file here, HAML, but we don't have pandoc nor any markdown processor. Okay, so we will install that. Lingweb is optimized to work with red carpet. By default, everything, every parser will work fine, but there are some utilities that can be linked with, that are, we could say, optional, that are improved for Red Carpet. In particular, the one that works with layouts, layout pages. So you can have a layout on a web page and put information within the HTML layout. Well, in that case, that's optimized to work with the Red Carpet. It will work with any other template engine, but it will work better with a Red Carpet, for instance, allowing you to parse the title and put it on the title of the HTML file, that kind of stuff. Okay, so we will add the Red Carpet templating engine, bundle add Red Carpet. So it's just installing stuff, and apparently, I thought it was compiling stuff. Probably it did, but it was quick. And now we will execute our rack and our server and reload. And we see that it's built, it's parsed, it's magically, we just added a route and downloaded the file and now it's parsed. So, well, that's the basic stuff that LingWeb does. That's the typical stuff that you do want to do with LingWeb. Okay. Well, I think that I will simply pass around that. Okay. So we already saw what happened. I will do git status to check the changes that we did. Yeah, as I said, we added a view file and we changed the routers. That's it. That's all what we did. And also we added the Red Carpet dependency. So, well, that's the changes. We will add those changes. We'll add Red Carpet first. We'll say gemfile.log and say commit Red Carpet template engine. Oh, commit. There is it. And now we will say git add routes and source views lingweb readme.html and say that it's lingweb readme on lingweb readme.html. So that was pretty magic, right? Now, as we said already, we can also compile or every or build more than compile parse every static route which are the default routes on the get method when using the HTTP get method. So bundle rack build static. Exec. It was exec. And we see now on public we have index.html and lingweb/readme.html. So until now, any question, guys? Okay. Looks like everything is fine. Now, we will do typing like crazy, says Svensson. Yeah. Well, I think this will be recorded. So in case you want to do this more calm, you will be able to do that. In any case, if you need me to stop at any minute, we can do that too. Okay, Now we will do something a bit more I wouldn't say difficult, okay? I would say different, okay? We will create a project that but not with the lingweb new command. We will create a project only using the config.ru file, okay? So we can see how this works, okay? A minimal lingweb project would be a file called config.ru, as the one that comes with lingweb new project, but in this case we will simply use the config.ru file directly because we are crazy people. Okay, so we will simply create a route, okay, that will say hello world, as typically on programming projects when we are learning something. Okay, require lingweb, run lingweb, :: app dot new. And as you see, I'm opening a new lingweb project. I'm creating a new lingweb object and passing the run special syntax of the of every rack project that allows us to run a rack application. So we will simply add our routers here. We'll say path, and say the path is such, that is the main file, right? The index file. Now action lambda. What's a lambda? It's simply a function, okay? A function that is not within, it's like, how would you call that? It's a function, I don't remember the term now, but it's a function that you don't declare a part. You just use the function. You use the function at the same time that you declare the function. And we will use a special variable of lingweb that comes on every controller, okay? Because as you see here, we are on an action. The action is indeed where the magic happens, where the processing happens. So we need a context there, and the context here is the context of controllers, because we are responding to a request. So the controllers come by default with this special variable already set, and that is response, and allows us to write, which is indeed the response variable, is actually a tilde variable. I will show you that on code so it becomes clearer. Tilde. I will show you the source code of tilde. And see, I'm sorry, it's not tilde, it's rack. I'm sorry, GitHub rack. I'm sorry. Okay, leave rack, and we'll check that we have here request and response. Well, indeed, these two variables come already set on lingweb, at response and at request, okay? You not necessarily will use that, but those are available. We will use that now because we want to show something. But indeed, well, as you see, we have rack response is basically an object that allows us to respond to a request with a rack format, okay? So we will do that. Response.write, which is a method, here on the write, for instance, as you see, on the response rack object or class, and we will say hello world. Now, in order to finish response in using the RAC response method, the RAC response object, we say response.finish. Yeah. In case that we are using the render methods, this is executed automatically. Okay. The response.finish is set already, and the write is done because that's what the rendering function does. But in this case, we are doing it by hand. Okay. So there it is. Oh, I need to close this. Okay. So we will see if indeed we are able to run this project just with one file. So we will do instead of bundle, because in this case we don't have a project, we just have this is what happens. We have bundle is a tool that allows us to control our projects. But in this case, we don't have a project folder. We just have a file. So we need to access Rake, not through the project, not through the gem file, for instance, but we will access the Rake instance on our system, okay? Not on our project. We can install our dependencies system-wide. We can install our dependencies as users, or we can install our dependencies per project. In this case, we will run the Rake that is installed in my user interface, in my user environment. Okay, so we'll do 0.0.0, and the spoiler alert: this will not work. Oh, indeed. It should have saved other thing. let me check that. In that it is not build static, is a rack app. I'm sorry. Rack app. That will be oh. So we will run just this file. Oh, it ran indeed. Okay, nice. So I thought it would say me that I don't have any server, but we have a server, we have Webrick installed by default on Debian. So we will open that and see that indeed it responds with hello world. Okay, nice. So we have just one file, and that's all that we need to run LingWeb. Why? Well, because it is a RAC configuration file, and LingWeb is a RAC based application. So we already did that. Okay, how we will add some dynamism. I'm sorry, now I'm speaking a lot. Okay, well, we will add now a regex-based route. What's that? Well, regex allows us to check for patterns on our text. And on LingWeb, we use that to define semi-dynamic routes, okay? I will show you that. We write path, and we will start our regex. This is the syntax that we use in Ruby. There are other syntaxes, but I like this one because I don't need, well, it suits me for this purpose. And we'll say hello that and close the path. Basically, what I did here is define a regex that matches a route that starts with a slash, continues with a hello slash, and then matches anything else that comes later until the end. Okay, so we will copy this, and instead of just using that static stuff. We will add some dynamism. We will say, I need to change these characters and say who, for instance, hello who. And here we need to define who. We open a block for lambda, which is our anonymous function. That's the word that I wasn't remembering then. We open, we pass the parameter who. That is, in our route that is defined by regex, we have a capture group that is on these two is defined by these two parentheses. So we pass this parameter here, okay? This is what we are doing here, and we are using it there. Okay, so simple as that. We'll see if we have some dynamism on LingWeb. So we will say hello, LibrePlanet. Hello, LibrePlanet. Very good. Hello. Let's see. We'll say hello, Benson. Okay. So there we have our most basic LingWeb project. Okay. Nice. Now we will fall back and try to do something a little bit more advanced. Any questions, guys? Until here? Okay, it looks like we are fine. Okay, so as we already did, we will, I showed you a basic example. Now we will go back to our project and edit our route. And we'll add a route that does the same thing that we already did. So we will say, indeed, I could just copy that. I will go back and it was config.ru. Oh. So I will say this path, I want this. Okay, so we have hello. We will change the match here because it's not very precise, the one we were using. We will add the world match. We can indeed minimize this. In this case, we will use the controller, okay, to show that. So we will say, we'll use an anonymous function, which is the same as the lambda we were using before, but we will do this for doing it on only one line. It's just a different syntax, but that's the same. And we'll say greet who, okay? So as I said previously, we have a main controller. So on the main controller, I can define things to use on anonymous functions without defining the entire thing on the controller. So we'll see that. So C controllers, main controller, and we'll add greet, for instance. Who is this? We'll say response.write, hello, who, and response.finish. Okay. As simple as that. Is the same thing that we did earlier, but we'll close this one. Okay, we have these two things on our project. We are back on our project. And simple as that, we'll see if that works. In this case, we will execute with bundle. It would be rack. Rack up. Okay, there it is. And indeed, it still works. It's the same thing. Okay. So we are back in our project. We already defined the route, right? But now we will do something crazy. That is static dynamism. Okay. Because Lingweb, as I said, is basically it's meant to build static websites, and sometimes we need to do something that is then dynamic, but then process it to make it static. So we will do that now with our routers, and we will define, instead of just using a dynamic route, which in this case we could define this route as dynamic by saying static false. Yeah, this will jump over this route when we are compiling stuff, we are building stuff. Okay, and we will add another route that is pretty much the same but has static dynamism. That will say hello something .html, and we'll have an action. In this case, we will use a full action on our main controller. How could one way to define that is with action main controller hello get, for instance. That will be the name of the function, of the action. And in static, we will say that we will use the following inputs for creating our dynamic routers, or static dynamic routers. World, for instance, and LibrePlanet. This is all documented on lingweb.hacktivista.org. Okay, so we have passed an array of arrays that contains, why it's an array of array? Because we want to replace this match, but we could also have more matches, okay? So we need to pass an array. For instance, if we had other match here, I could have the other match defined here, okay? And I would need to do the same here. That's why an array of arrays and not simply a plain array, okay? Okay, and we have that. And now we need to define our main controller, hello get. Source controllers, main controller, and we will say def hello get who, and in this case we will use a view. Okay, so we are advancing in our knowledge. Render response hello dot IRB, which are basically files that allows us to process stuff in Ruby. It's not a package different from the standard library of Ruby. So we'll say who. We are here passing local variables. I don't know how to pronounce that. Variables, I think that is. And we will say it's a text.slash.html. Okay, that these three params, these three arguments we give to render response are all defined on lingweb.hacktivista.org. We go to controllers and we go to render response, and we can see our documentation. Okay, Hello get, that's fine. I think we did everything that we needed. Get status, we'll see. Ah, we need also our view. So source views, and it's the file hello.rb. ERB, okay. Oh, it's Vim. Okay. So we'll say H1, hello. Oh. And we will say who. Hello, who? H1. And we are done. We have our view. And we'll run the server. Oh, something is broken. I need to change the routes.rb. That is. I need to add a last close parenthesis. I don't know who that parentheses are called. A handlebar, I think. I don't know. Okay. We'll check that and say libreplanet.html, for instance. Whoa, that works. Hello, Benson. Well, that works too. But we can also, in this case, for this route that is statically dynamic, or dynamically static, I don't know, build a static. So we build a static, and we see on our public path that indeed we have now hello / libreplanet / world, which are the same stuff what we put here on static. Static and our array of arrays. Okay, we can do that the same. Now we can do the same with we'll see here on routes static. We will see that indeed. Defines our static route and allows us to set an array of arrays or hashes. So we can also use hashes to define our static routes. We would, in that case, use array jex that has a name for parameters, named parameters, okay? In this case, we will not do that because we are on time. I don't know if I can extend myself like, I don't know. Are you okay with 30 more minutes? We can do that, or I can just look at the stuff quickly and finish.
We can go another 30 minutes if that would work good for you.
Okay. Nice. Cool. We will continue. Okay. Any questions until here, guys? Girls? Girls? Okay, Timur, dice, I wonder how the value of the variable who, which is a regex match, is passed to lambda. Well, indeed that is magic, but you can read the source code. We will see that. git.hacktivista.org/lingweb. And we'll go to the tree, and I think that's defined on the routes. Route, let me check that. I don't remember. I wrote that a ton of time ago. Would be no, then it's on the controllers, as you see. As you've seen, I could write the entire code pretty quickly. That's what's fine about LingWeb. No, I'm not finding. I'm not finding your question. I should have. Let me see where it is. Okay, I don't know. To be honest, it should be around here. But well, I don't want to spend much time on that. Build action. Okay, no. I'm sorry. I will not be able to answer that. But if you send me an email, I can check that for you if you need. Okay. I will say that my email is libsys@hacktivista.org. Okay. So you can check that there. Benson asks if I can put the files somewhere online. Yes. Yes, I will post the files online once we are finished with the presentation. Okay. I will upload it because I'm here on a container, so it's not so quick. I need to do some stuff for that. But I will post the files once we are finished, okay? Okay. Bien. Vamos a ver. You didn't understand that. Let's see. Okay. Pulse that print document. Well, we have already seen that. Okay. We will serve an static file just for the sake of it, so you can see that we are indeed serving the static files. So we can do that. I will go to, okay, the LibrePlanet page. And we'll take that logo and copy the link and download to my project. Curl, Libre project, blah, 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 a logo that I copied from here. Okay, copy it from here. And we'll paste it on public/logo.svg. Nice. So we'll see. Are we serving? We'll see. Rack up. Okay. And let's load logo.svg, logo.svg. And there it is. So it's clear now that everything that goes into public ends up being served immediately, okay? That is, as I said, in the development environment. On the production environment, it's expected that you access the static path by your server that you use on production. Okay, indeed we have a file that allows us to do that automatically on the project repository. Contrib, bin, Debian setup, and of course this only works on Debian, but you can adapt it for your distribution of choice. And this script allows us to set up our project entirely ready for production. Okay, it's a safe configuration. I wouldn't promise that, but it's pretty safe. Is what I use. Okay. So yeah, it's easy to use. I will not do this today because it takes some time, because since it installs a ton of stuff. But it's a interactive program that you can, or interactive script that you can use to install LingWeb on production and also for development on a Debian machine. Okay. Well, we already seen our static files. Okay, reconfiguration file, minimal language project. Okay, we have seen every basic stuff about LingWeb now. Now we could also add we could also add layouts, okay? So how do we add layouts to our project? Well, with the function render with layout, but this is not part of the main LingWeb library. It's part of a mixing that comes with LingWeb. We'll see that. I mean, the documentation, and we see that here we have the controllers mixing. Currently, the unique mixing there is the render with layout. Why is this on a mixing and not on the main controller? Well, because the project aims to be as minimal as possible, and this stuff is highly opinionated. Well, the project in general is opinionated, but this stuff is very specific to some engines and some ways to structure your project. So I thought it would be better to have it on a different place, so you can choose if you want to use it or not. Okay. Well, the render with layout is something I use on all my projects. You are not obliged to do that, but allows us to render just like with the function that we just used on our main controller, source controllers, main controller. Yeah, just like the render response function, but with a layout. A layout is a thing that we is like the style of the project, the layout of the project that we share among all the pages of our project. So well, we will do that so you can see it. We will use the image that we downloaded from LibrePlanet. Okay, so Beam. Okay, we'll open. Well, you can use any editor of your choice. Indeed, I do program most with Emacs, but I'm pretty proficient with Vim. Indeed, I always use Evil because I like the modal editing mode. Okay, we will add the mixing. The mixing is basically on the road that you find it on the source code. So it would be lingweb / controller / render with layout. It's in the source code, it's on contrib. So it would be lingweb contrib lib / I think that's it. Yeah, it's lib lingweb. Well, contrib lib lingweb controllers mixing. In order to import it on the project, it would be simple as lingweb / controller / render with layout. Okay. Okay. We will then, we have imported that, but we need to specify that we will use it, and we do that here. Include lingweb controllers mixing render with layout. Oh. Okay. And now we have that. I will add immediately, instead of using this lame index that is the default one, we will, well, not name it, but it's the default one. I will use render with layout and say I want to display the index.html page. I will use the default layout. We can set a layout when we define that. We can define locals, the title of the page, the headers, sublayouts and pass options to the rendering engine or the template engine. But we will keep it simple here. So we will say, for instance, we could say the title is index. Okay, and that's it. Or we will do that for now. Just do that for now. Okay, so as simple as that, we already can use a layout, but we now need to define the layout. So we'll do that. It would be on the source views. As you have seen, we are using just the name of the path, or the path to the views directly relative to the views. Okay, if you want to specify the full path, you would need to specify it, starting with a slash. Okay, if it doesn't start with a slash, it starts from the views path. Okay, layout.html. HAML. Okay, we will use this other templating engine that comes by default with a new installation of a project of LingWeb. This syntax might not look that familiar to you, but it's basically HTML. Okay, it's just like a mixture of HTML and YAML or YAML. Okay. So we define the head, meta, set. We're just defining the stuff typical on any web page. GF8 and meta name. No, this is not necessary. I will do that just because viewport. Content with equals device with initial scale equals 1. So title. So here the stuff that is specific to the implementation of the render with layout. For instance, we here use a variable named content4. Okay, that allows us to set the title. And we can also say, or if it lacks a title, we could say LingWeb at LibrePlanet. Okay, and also we for a full implementation of the render with layout method and kind of way to use to build a web page with layout. So content for head. What does this content for variables do, or what are? Well, when you define a title here, it goes to content for title, and if you define headers, it goes to head. As you can see here in the documentation, it's all documented, so you can pass through the head hash. You can pass JS files, JSM, that are modules of JavaScript, CSS files. Indeed, we will use the CSS file because we want to add some style. So we will see that. But, well, you need to add content for head here because that's how you put it on your template. Okay. Depending on the rendering engine, you would use probably other syntax, but it's the same. Okay, we'll add body here and say that we have an image. That is the image of
LibrePlanet that we just downloaded. We could simply say base URL. Base URL is an utility that comes on all controllers and therefore on all views that allows us to point to the URL that is the root of our public views. Okay, so would be logo.svg. And works automatically, so that's the kind of good stuff that comes with LingWeb. So okay, yeah. Now, yeah, we have now our layout. What's important here is, or maybe the most relevant part of this layout is this yield. This yield basically what does is allows us to put something there. Okay, so it's a keyword that allows us to put the contents of our page there. Okay, I think that's it. Yeah, so we need to change now our index.html file, which have its own layout, but we are now using the render with layout function. So we must change that. It will be source views index.html. And instead of using this, I could have copied that. I will simply say it works. Okay. So yeah, I think that's it. Okay, I say that we would add some style. We will do that later, but now we will see if this is working now. So bundle etc. cap, that's fine. And go to the index and says that it cannot load render with layout. Okay, I got that wrong. So beam source controllers, that's it. So I got it wrong because it's not controller, it's controller mixings. That's it. Just like as I said, the path on the source code, which is LingWeb controller mixing render with layout. That's what you copy. Okay, I'm sorry about that. Okay. We'll see. I missed an L. Okay. Controllers. Mixing. Got the S wrong. Oh, what's happening here? We'll see. I will just copy. Okay, because I don't know what I've got wrong. Okay. Now it says I couldn't open HTML. I did say HTML instead of HAML. So we'll change that. Okay, finally, I think. No, I've got a racket that missing. Let me check that. Okay. Source views layout. And I'm missing here. Well, this doesn't typically happen on a development environment if you have well configured your development environment. I'm just writing plain text, so it's a bit more difficult to get it right. Okay, that is, we have our layout. If we enter any page that uses the render with layout method, will come with the LibrePlanet law.
Okay. So we will add some, to finish, we will add some style. Okay. We will simply look for a simple style to use. So we'll look for Sakura CSS, which is a minimal CSS framework that doesn't require you to code anything to use it. So it's pretty quick to use. So we will download with curl, that's it, public style.css. And we'll add that to our render with layout. So it will be head, that's it, CSS and style.css. But in order to get it always right, we will add the base URL that, as I said, goes to the base path of our project. Okay. I hope it's all right. Indeed, it's all right. We have some style. Okay, guys. Now, questions until there. I think a lot of questions, right? Can you share terminal? I'm sorry, I didn't read that. But well, I will share this source code, guys, so you can have it. You just enter to git.hacktivista.org, and you will be able to see this code later when we finish the presentation. Okay. I'm reading you guys. If you have any questions, I will also show you some stuff that we haven't been able to code here, but you can use this and well, you can see some examples on the source codes that I've already shared with you. In order to have Emacs support, simply gem install tilt-emacs_org, and that will add support for tilt to a native Emacs parser. Okay, that means you need to have Emacs installed in order for use that parser. Now, that parser is not meant for dynamic content at all. You need to use that for static content, because otherwise it would be too slow for a dynamic website. Okay. Linmail is a basic way to send emails through Ruby. It's not even dependent on Lingweb, but it comes with Lingweb. Why I wrote that? Because you always need to notify stuff when you build dynamic websites. So I built that with that purpose, and it basically is a wrapper for the native net SMTP package of Ruby. Okay. You can find that also. Too many pages. Linmail here. And it's simple as setting a few environment variables and then sending the mail. That's it. It's not more than that. Okay. Yeah, question. What about models? Well, what about models, indeed? Bring your own beer. Okay, models are not implemented in Lingweb. When the project is big enough, I use SQL. Okay, for instance, I use SQL on hacktivista.com. Um, Well, that's an ORM and a toolkit to make things related to databases, okay? So bring your own beer. I don't know why. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm showing